Bigger, because we've got some Bunchy's Big Score boys here to talk about their new track, Leather Dog. Morena to you, Max and Reef. How are we doing?
Morena.
Hello. Pretty good.
Doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking very spry in that little overall set there, Reef.
Yeah, I brought some overalls yesterday. Save Mart. Hooked it up.
Ooh, nice. Save Mart, eh? Nice. I either find nothing or some really good stuff there. It's always very hit and miss.
Mm. I agree, yeah.
What would be your favourite op shop in the town?
I like the... Is it Restore?
Oh, Habitat for Humanity, yeah. Restore? Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Shout out to Restore.
Yeah.
And you, Max?
Mandate Bro, Static Cage, you know? Does that count?
Shout out. It's more of a boutique, my dear
boutique,
boy.
Boutique. Yeah. I would say Restore, then there's some good appliances there, you know. I got a microwave for $20. It was very heavy, but it was good, yeah.
Nice. I'd say it's a toss between the Vogel Street Hospice Shop, they always have really good jewellery.
True.
And I would also say one that doesn't exist anymore, the Salvation Army on Great King Street, RIP.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I'm from here, but I don't know if I do remember that. Like, Great King Street.
Yeah, it was right next to McDonald's.
Like
right before the takeaway lane.
People
call it Fatty Lane, which I think is a bit weird.
Yeah, going into the valley.
Yeah.
Kind of. True.
Yeah. And now it's at, now it's kind of deeper into the valley, past a couple
of them. Yes, I've been there now.
Yeah. Well, it's not as good as it used to be, we'll say that much. But anyway, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I'm looking so steez. My first question to you, have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good.
Yes. I actually haven't, guys. I've got a confession to make.
I've never had a Pop-Tart.
I've had a Pop-Tart. It's really bad. Oh, but it's very bad for your health. But one day I will try to do this challenge.
Mm-hmm. The Pop-Tart 2025 challenge.
I wasn't expecting that, man. You threw me off with that question.
We've already done the big cheese challenge.
What's the big cheese challenge?
It's just
eat a lot of cheese.
It's the big cheese. You get it at like New World.
You know that like big bowl of fake pasta, and there's just like cheese powder, and you put it in the bowl, and it's 2 minutes to make. I don't know what they put in it, but honestly, really depressing meal.
Yeah.
They were trying to get rid of them by the pound at New World one day, and we took some away and felt very sick afterwards. While we were recording some music.
Oof.
Yeah.
Were you recording Leather Dog?
This is post Leather Dog. This is like Leather Dog has been around for like Hamish and I recorded that in probably like June 2023. This is so old. Yeah,
I didn't plan it.
Yeah.
Damn. How do you feel? Do you feel
awesome.
Like it's like
I got didn't have to work at all, just getting all the reward. You
know? That's fair. You don't feel like it's stolen valor or anything.
All treats, no mahi.
That's how I think I will live my life. But everyone has to do mahi.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really rich.
True. Yeah.
Which you both are.
Yes.
Incredibly
yes, very rich.
I slept in my car last night.
Hell yeah.
That's actually true.
My Aston Martin. Thank you. Nice. How is 2024 for Bunchy's Big Score? You know, we're turning a new leaf.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be in the new year?
Just great. Happy to be here. Jabbing full of beans. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's been good. We only really started like properly as a band at the start of the year, and everyone's been pretty nice to us. And like, it sounds like some people like the music. So, hopefully 2025 is even better. Our first album is going to come out on February 21st. So,
I didn't even know that.
Oh wait, surely we talked about it. I'm just going to come out and say it. You know, but. But our goal for this year is to play in the North Island and finish our second album, because we already have some songs for that. But
damn.
Yeah.
You'll work fast.
Just strike while the iron's hot, you know.
Mm-hmm. How many songs are going to be on this album?
10.
Okay, that's a pretty good amount.
It's like 42 minutes, I think.
Shit. Because some people put out an EP and it's like real long. Yeah. Why are we not just make an album? Just I don't really understand what the difference is, to be honest.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Yeah. But there's one really cool element I like about this track, and that's kind of an old 1950s sort of rockabilly style coming through on here, kind of reminiscent of something like Chuck Berry. You know.
It's not high praise, I like it.
You say that's not high praise.
Oh, it is high praise, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Hamish loves that stuff, right?
Yeah,
Hamish.
Yeah, because it's really like danga 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 danga. It's kind of like, you know, how do you translate that into your own sound?
You know, I just came in with the chords and then Hamish started playing it.
I just came in with the chords
It was Hamish who started to play it really aggressively, you know, and then there's this part at the end of the song where it's like going really fast and it's just descending. It's like da 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 da, and then it like goes into this halftime part. It's like dum ga da da, and like for that part, we decided while we're recording, it's like, okay, Hamish, for this performance to work, you have to do the da 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 da, and then rip the capo off the guitar, and then just all you have to do at the end is just play the strings. He's not doing anything with the frets. It's just like
going crazy.
He's going crazy.
Just jamming out.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be really loud, and hopefully it worked. But it was Hamish who added that element to it because he likes to listen to that old man music. Yeah.
So what's that? The bathtub song, that like classic rock bathtub song.
Bathtub.
Splash and a splash and a Megan and Dash.
Yeah.
Kind of gave like that vibe.
That's nice. I hadn't thought of that, but I like that. Yeah, it is kind of. I wish there was like a tambourine in some parts of it. That's my only regret. But I want to use more tambourine in our upcoming songs. You know, you know how like all the '60s stuff, like the Ronettes, it's like ding ding tss, ding ding ding. Tss. Like I really like that sound, so I want to steal that for the next.
Do it.
Yeah, next music.
What is a leather dog?
The song is about like. I think it's kind of a funny song, but it's like actually pretty. It's like a white knuckled type song. It's really annoyed, but it's a bit silly. It's just about like being like failed by
boomers,
male figures in your life.
Oh, male figures.
Yeah. Just like people who are supposed to teach you things, but are unable to do this. So you have to figure about you. They give you the wrong idea about things and stuff. So it's like, I mean, it wasn't funny when I was writing it, but it's kind of become more funny now after we perform it, you know.
Because I thought it was just about like, I don't know, boomers who, you know, had all the opportunities and then they discard all the opportunities for the next generation.
True. I guess, but you could put that lens on it, you know. It still works.
It's an interdisciplinary track.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it is whatever you think. No. Yeah. What do you think it means? You know.
No, I see there's a video that just came out as well. I didn't have the time to watch it, unfortunately. Mm. But could you describe it in two words?
Leather dog.
Is a word, so you've already got one. You got one word left.
Good.
Cool. Okay. I'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
Why use? You know, we've got kind of a mutual friend here, Kieran Dodd.
Oh yes.
Big shout-outs to Kieran.
I love that guy. He's great.
I noticed that he's not on the new track, but he directed the first two tracked videos.
He did.
He did Scrapbook and Drone Baby on the Water.
Yeah. Well.
Sensei.
Well, Kieran, this guy. No. So, okay. I just wanted to. Sorry, I'm probably being so loud.
You're okay.
Kieran did the Scrapbook video with your brother. And in the Drone Baby video. So we actually, he had an idea. He was like, Max, I have this idea for the Leather Dog song, because he really liked it. Uh-huh. But it was like too late by that point. We'd already started working on this one. But
it was like a Beastie Boys ripoff.
Yeah, he wanted. He want, you know the Sabotage music video?
Hey, Sabotage!
Yeah,
like the mustache and the glasses.
He wanted to do that, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But I think we might do it for another one eventually, because I liked the idea. But we just wanted to like try. You don't want to like always work with the same people, so we just decided, oh, let's go with Kieran for this one. Let's go with Spencer Hall for this one. And Caleb Tullock actually helped out. Well, he did some of the filming for this video as well.
Shout-outs.
Yeah, shout-out to
Big
Caleb
shout
Tullock.
To Caleb Tullock.
So he like filmed us playing a short set in his garage, and that's basically what's like used in the video, and that was good. I think it's fun to just try different things out, though, you know. But you always have a bunch of ideas for something, and then you part. Sorry.
I disagree. I think it's good to do the same thing over and over again.
Yes,
I think that's
yes.
really cool and really creative.
Yeah, you know, like, your guy Slanthimos, he keeps working with Emma Stone and...
Robert Eggers and Willem Dafoe.
Yes, they just need to, like, really spice it up a little bit, because I'm yeah. sick of seeing the same movie over and over again.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I don't want to fall into that trap. I'm only joking, but, yeah, it's just all in jest, but, yes.
No, it is good to branch out.
Yes.
Every now and then.
Oh.
Just edging you. The band likes to use a kind of meta avatar with the, you know, its Instagram account. What does it have a name? Because it's very terrifying. And is it meant to be like the balloon? Balloon? Is it meant to be like the balloon person?
Yeah.
Because you guys have a balloon that's kind of like the icon or the symbol of the band.
Well, just like blunt balloons at all our shows and stuff, so people can like throw them around.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think though?
It's just one of those things we started doing. We might as well keep doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's adds to the shit posty kind of vibe.
Yes,
of your Instagram, you know, advertising and
yeah.
brand.
I like to not like. I try to not take ourselves too seriously. I think it's fun to shit post, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish more bands would shit post, you know, because like you have to have a mix of like, you know, press photos and stuff, but like you also have to laugh at yourself, I think.
I like it when people just post the dumbest stuff ever on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Just unworthy of any attention.
Yes, yeah. And so it's good, you know.
I like that stuff is getting the most attention nowadays. I think people are just kind of like so post-irony now that like almost anything is funny.
It's good. It's
you know?
Good.
It's good in some ways, but it's also like, oh God, what is happening to us?
Yes.
True, what have we become? What have I become? Hey, Peter. What have I become?
Wait, what song were you singing?
Dirt by Johnny Cash. Is it Dirt by Johnny Cash?
Hurt. Yeah. And 9 Inch Nails. I thought you were singing that, and I was going to start singing along, but I didn't want it to be a different song. I was afraid.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you can't be afraid in this business.
No.
You got to go for gold.
Oh, you know, I don't really like the Smiths. Johnny Marr. I'm going to... it's just really... yeah, you know. I'm going to...
That's Freddie Mercury, right?
No, Morrissey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, Morrissey said he doesn't like the Smiths.
Well, he... Oh, what is he... I don't know. I'm just like... I'm just riffing, bro.
I'm just riffing, bro. You certainly are riffing on Leather Dog. And it is part of an album that's coming out February 24th. 21st?
Is it 21st? I think it's 21st.
Okay.
I have distribution issues because one of the songs is called White Noise and they just keep... like saying that name is too generic for the song, so I've had to like try a bunch of different things, but it's going to be called WN for White Noise because I'm not allowed to put White Noise because the distributor keeps rejecting the album.
We'll make heaps of money because people will just buy it on Amazon thinking it's White Noise
to go to sleep too. Yeah.
I made one of my bands made $600 because we had a song called Fart Noises and people just downloaded it because they thought it was Fart Noises, but it's just our song.
God,
how do you do that?
The economy is so cool.
Yeah.
Fire out. I love that. Someone
it's
like
stimulating the economy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stimulating something. So, you with DistroKid, is that who you're
No, DistroKid is really tedious for me because you have to keep, like, you're indebted to them forever. You have to keep paying them every single. It's annual fee, but CD Baby's why not?
I use DistroKid. Horrible.
Yeah, they just keep, like, gouging you for money.
They'll just take, like, $40 out of my account at random, like.
Really?
I didn't even do anything. I'd just say DistroKid extras. And I'm like,
ugh.
What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's food for the week, you know.
Yeah.
But CD Baby, you just pay once and then it's like, it's done. But they keep rejecting White Noise, so
CD
like,
Baby, Distro Kid.
Yeah.
What's the next thing going to be? Vinyl Toddler?
Yeah, Vinyl Toddler. Oh my, there's something there. We should like have a business meeting.
We could do some strategy.
LinkedIn?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting after this.
I actually, I detest LinkedIn so much.
Oh, it's great. No, we need to connect, bro. We need to talk
connect.
About Vinyl... what is it? Vinyl...
Vinyl
Toddler?
Toddler?
Yeah, our new business venture.
Vinyl Infant?
Yeah, Vinyl Infant. Yeah. I like that better. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be better. I really want to thank you for both coming on the program today. I guess Hamish just didn't know what he was getting in, you know?
No, he's in Australia right now.
Not an excuse.
So, no. We should be flying him out now.
Yeah. It explains it, doesn't excuse it, though.
Yeah, of course. We're going to fly you out to LA, bro. Yeah.
We're going to see some cool fires.
Yeah, some fires. Oh, yes.
No, that's too soon.
Yeah, that's mean.
Anyway, the album's coming out in February soon. And have you got any shows to plug?
I think it's actually being announced today. You go.
Oh, it's Ripship. Is it from Wellington?
Oh, yeah, Ripship.
Yeah, we're playing with them. We'll Dale Kerrigan's playing as well, I found out. So it's a bunch of people called Dale Kerrigan and Ripship. So
cool.
I think that will be a pretty crazy night. I think it's February 28th. So is that the leap day? Or is, no, it's 29th.
Oh, that'll be the leap day, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we a leap year this year?
I don't know. We leaping? Maybe it's like false information.
I'm going to check my phone calendar right
is
now.
Is that yours?
And it's, we are on 28th.
Is it the Crown or yours?
I think it's at the Crown. It's always at the Crown. So, and then
down at the Crown.
You have a show you want to plug, right? Out of luck. It's going to be Bunchy's Big Score, but he runs on different instruments.
Oh, yeah, Bunchy's Big Score is playing as Out of Luck, which is the same three of us, except I'm singing. Max is playing drums and Hamish is going to play some bass.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that a lot of the Dunedin like scene is the same, like 10 people just in different lineups.
It's good, like you play a show, if they don't like you, just keep swapping.
Fine, we'll try something else
just,
you know,
until they like
us. January 31st or something.
Yeah, 31st.
It'd be like instead of Bunchy's Big Score, it'd be like
Curly.
Lucy's Small Loss.
Loss.
Yeah, you go.
Loss. And I like that.
Yeah, I like that, mate.
Yes.
It's bloody good.
Out of luck's big.
Into. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
On February 28th, and then Out of Luck is playing
January 31st, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. Right, we'll probably see it on the gig guide when it comes through. But yeah, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Having a big ramble chat.
Thank you.
It was very, very good. All right, folks, that was Max. That was Max and Reef from Bunchy's Big Score. We're going to play their new track, Leather Dog, for you right now. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Cause I can see you well now. You're the blueprint of a dog who has a bone and not a brain. Soiled ink corrupts your chest and purpose bleeds the whites of your eyes. I can barely hear your violence.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.